You're listening to Radio TAB across the Northern Territory, Queensland, Tasmania and South Australia.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome along to the Tasmanian segment of the Greyhound Show to tell us all about the week that was. This is Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, thank you, Shane.
A couple of Hobart meetings, starting off with the Damsel's Dash on Monday night.
Yes, a quality field of bitches went around, but Sing the Song once again showed that she's probably the number one bitch in the state. She's just a great greyhound. She had the advent of Box 8, which certainly helped the cause, but she jumped straight to the front. She won by three lengths from Chosen Jewel, Who Dat Lass. Very good field of bitches, but she's a terrific girl, and she broke 26 seconds again because she's done that quite a bit.
And Graham Moat took the rug off her first starter in the state on Monday.
Yeah, good luck with this one. Frimpong, named after a soccer player from Africa that played for Arsenal. Look, typically of dogs that come to Graham Moat from Melbourne, this dog looked pretty plain. 2 out of 32 in Victoria, but 1 out of 1 in Tassie, and he was anything but plain because he had to run down the early leader Spring Four, which was one of the great crop of young dogs Ted Medhurst has got. He won running away in 26-21, and Feast Day Sound, there's a lot of wins in him.
And success for Andrea McConnell in the last.
Yes, Andrea trains at Tryabunna on the East Coast. I've never had anyone else in my computer that trains from there. A dog from New South Wales called Maker Cuppa. Now, he's certainly suited to the Hobart track because he ran pretty wide, but he was good beating another one of Ted Medhurst's underground. Ted had 2 seconds on Monday night and 3 winners. So, Maker Cuppa. I don't know how he'll handle Launceston, but I reckon he's going to love Devonport and Hobart. So, good win there for Andrea.
Now, Ted's had a big week with 3 on Monday night, followed up with a double at Devonport on Tuesday, and then another couple of winners in Hobart on Thursday.
Yeah, and he had about that many seconds too. He's just got this amazing crop of young dogs. Lonely Road started the ball rolling on Monday night, and then Real Caution followed that up later in the night, and then the stable star, I suppose you'd call him, outside of the champ, Buckle Up Wes, which was his other winner for the week, just went around in the heat of the Australian Cup, of course. Groovy Lane was just sensational again and went 25.86. He's some kind of dog.
Now, the father and daughter combination in the money at Devonport on Tuesday.
Yes, that's not uncommon, is it? Although lately they haven't had a lot of runners, but Lawrence Mulligan with Director at very big odds upstaged Hellier Bolt, and you have a look at the form card, you see where Hellier Bolt got beaten 8.5 lengths by Director. Director was terrific, but Hellier Bolt, he just got into that much trouble you couldn't believe it, and his run was absolutely superb. And then Donna followed up the very next race with a first start in Tasmania called Rose Cabernet, and it led, was headed, looked beaten, came again, and the run was very brave. And look, Donna has got a lot of dad's training ability in her, and I'm sure Rose Cabernet is in for a successful campaign.
Now, last week on the Greyhound Show, you gave Ralph Townsend a rap. He's got the tail up with another winner.
Absolutely. He's reigning winners at the Ralph Townsend household. He won the week before with the sister to Sir Buddy, which led all the way and won this week. So he's really got that litter coming good at the right time, and let's hope there's many more wins in store. He's a very popular figure at Hobart.
And nothing new for the fact Russell Watts was in the money again on Thursday.
Yes, a couple of quality performers. Sober Moment led all of the way in the 5.99 to record his 11th victory. And Mighty Dog Jeff the Tipster, isn't he? He just keeps on keeping on. He recorded his 17th win from 31 starts with a pretty brave performance over the 4.61.
Now, have you got a winner for us to follow this week, Greg?
Look, a dog had his first start in Tassie, although he's been here a while because he's had injury problems, for Johnny Pierce, called Dashing Dan. He nearly ran down Woodley Dole in a very, very slick 19.48 over the 340 metres, and with any luck at all, he'll be winning soon for the Pierce household.
Good on you, Greg. Catch you again next week.
Thanks, Shane.
Your racing radio service. This is Radio TAB.
Another big program coming up in Launceston tomorrow night. Back on his home track wearing the black shorts is Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Thanks, Shane. I've got the white ones on last week, and I think I got the money.
Did you? Oh, well, maybe you slip those lucky ones back on. What about the first leg of the quaddie, race number 5?
Shane, I went with number 1, Century Judy. She's got good form on the Launceston track. She's now trained by Peter Dalton, which won't be any minus against his name, Century Judy. I put him on top. to beat 5, Lonesome Night. Thought its run in Hobart on Thursday night was quite good. 4, Norwest Maggie, and 8, Cupcakes might be one of the likely leaders. 1, 5, 4, and 8.
Now in the second leg, Windburn Blazers flying at the moment.
Yeah, enormous run on Tuesday, Shane, to come from the position that it didn't to win. Look, it only has to settle up, and it's very, very strong. It's clearly my on-top pick, but, you know, I wouldn't want to be jumping into the real cramped odds. 4 on top to beat 2, Winston Wolf. Look, he was outclassed on Thursday night. Just forget he went round. 1, Sandy's Pick's got a good draw, and 3, Mr. Snowflake. So I'm going with the inside boxes. 4, 2, 1, and 3.
Now in the third leg, we've got Fast Turtle drawing box 1.
Going very, very good, Shane. Look, it's my on-top pick, but I will tell the listeners this. It's had plenty of racing, and I'm just not 100% certain like it was flying 3 weeks ago. It's still going good, don't get me wrong, but just, again, I can't come in at the real short odds that it might be. 4, Classic Spence is my second pick. 6, Smokin' Ben's Eye is definitely going very, very good, and there's a race somewhere for it very, very shortly. And 5, Street Talk, thought its run in Hobart on Thursday night was good. 1, 4, 6, and 5.
And in the last leg, gee, there's some good form around the inside 3 runners.
Yeah, they'll dominate this race, Shane. Look, I went with 3, Barnes Bay. He's going very good at the moment. I thought he'd be very hard to beat. Arome Peche is my second pick. It's run at Devonport, had probably never seen the track, and I think it goes good at Launceston. 1, Hard as Nails, probably the likely leader, and 8, Trex Tiger. It'll be storming home late in the race. 3, 2, 1, and 8.
So that makes you a quaddie for Launceston tomorrow night in the first leg. 1, 5, 4, 8. Second leg, 4, 2, 1, 3. Third leg, 1, 4, 6, 5. Last leg, 3, 2, 1, and 8. Where's your best?
Shane, we won't get rich backing it, but this bitch is absolutely flying at the moment. Graham Moat's got called Who Dat Lass. She'll probably go around about $1.40, $1.50, and I think she's just a good thing. And knowing that, you know, people out there that have got tens of thousands of dollars to spend, I think it's a good way of investing your money. Race 4, number 8, Who Dat Lass.
Okay, obviously not speaking to myself now. We're up to Devonport on Tuesday, and in the first leg, we've got Hell Yeah Missile. Didn't have a lot of luck last week.
No, he had no luck. He was a little bit tardy to begin, and then he got a check shortly after the start. Look, he's clearly on top. 2, Sing the Song. She went round at amazing odds in Hobart last week from Box 8, where it's never been beaten from Box 8. Put it in for second. 1, Quick Advance, and 5, Gracie's resuming from a long spell. 6, 2, 1, and 5.
Now, we've just heard Greg mention the run of Hell Yeah Bolt last week when beaten by Director. What did you think of the run?
Enormous, Shane. He just got a... he would have lost at least 6 to 8 lengths in the run, and look, his run was outstanding, and he'll just win, but he'll be cramped odds. 3, Fine Eagle for second. 4, Oscar Ralph for fourth, and 1, Pipstar. Been a shade disappointing its last few, but off the red box might improve. 8, 3, 4, 1.
In the third leg, we've got a Launceston Cup runner going around.
Yeah, he's very well graded in a grade 5, Shane, and he did run third on Thursday night in Hobart, failing. I've put him on top. 8, Arthur Pines. Now, he's got very, very good speed. Now, he's got a very, very poor statistic on the track. He's had 42 starts, and he's never won a race, but he's run 14 placings. I think he'll spear to the lead and give him something to chase. Now, I know nothing about a dog called Red Nitro. I looked on the net and looked up a few runs. Didn't jump anything flash to me, but Stephen Hutt's got an uncanny knack of improving this breed, and he's got a little brother to him called King Nitro, and he's got plenty of speed. I put it in for third, and I also put in number 1, Cosmic Ray. 5, 8, 2, and 1.
And in the last leg, Mystic Falls and Mental has been have both gone very quickly on the track.
Yeah, Shane, and I think they'll run the Quinella. I've gone 6 to beat 8. Third, I put in number 1, Tommy Pinch. Now, I've been waiting for this dog to draw inside, and unbelievably, he's found a very, very hard race to win. So he's a little black booker that you should be jotting down, Tommy Pinch. He's definitely a race in him somewhere. And I put in for third, number 5, Hippie Penguin. Know nothing about it. It's had 34 starts for 3 wins and 8 minor placings. Again, watched off the net. Wants to get centre of the track. It's got a good, looks like it's got a good turn of speed, and Gary Johnson team's going very, very good at the moment. I went 6, 8, 1, and 5.
The quaddie for Devonport, first leg 6, 2, 1, 5, second leg 8, 3, 4, 1, third leg 5.8.2.1, last leg 6.8.1.5. All we need now to finish off the week is a best bet for Devonport.
Shane, now if seeing's believing, race 2, number 2, Tesboro will be very, very hard to beat. It jumped in front last week, was run down by one of Teddy Medhurst's favourite runners, and look, just if he just repeats the run, his overall time was 25.84. If he runs 25.84 this week, he'll win, and he'll win easy. Race 2, number 2, Tesboro.
And said with a bit of confidence, that's how we'll leave the show this week, Rick. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Shane.
And thank you for joining us again on the Greyhound Show. We'll catch up with you again next Sunday.
Racing information when and how you need it, on the air and on the net. This is Radio TAB.